Deep Waters by Jane Ann Krentz. Read by Stephanie Diaz.
Disc 1.
Prologue, Charity. The sea lures the unwary with the promise of freedom, but it harbors great risk. On the Way of Water, from the Journal of Hayden Stone. The panic attack struck as Charity Truitt swept through the glass-paned French doors of one of the most exclusive business clubs in Seattle. It hit her with the force of a stiff jolt of electricity. Her pulse pounded. She could scarcely breathe. Perspiration suddenly threatened to ruin her outrageously sophisticated red silk dress. Luckily, she hadn't paid retail for the overpriced scrap of designer whimsy. Her family owned the store in which it had been on display in the couture section. Charity came to a halt in the doorway of the private lounge that had been reserved for the occasion. She struggled to take a deep breath. She put up an even more valiant fight to conceal the fact that she had a major problem on her hands. It occurred to her that those in the well-dressed crowd who noticed her hovering there on the threshold probably thought she was making an intentionally dramatic entrance. The truth was, she was on the verge of panicked flight. With the iron-willed discipline of a woman who had been running a corporation since the age of 24, she forced herself to smile while anxiety shredded her insides. It wasn't the first panic attack she had endured. They had been striking with increasing frequency during the past 4 months, destroying her sleep, making her edgy and restless, and, worst of all, raising dark questions about her mental health. The attacks had driven her first to her doctor and then to a therapist. She got some technical explanations, but no real answers. An unprovoked